This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Goldman Sachs reported pretty nice profits this week, and yet the company's stock, ticker symbol GS, by the way, shares fell after Goldman said it's not going to be buying back shares in the second quarter. And in that respect, at least, Goldman's a bit of an outlier, because since the new tax code took effect at the beginning of the year, American companies have been using spare cash to repurchase their own shares with some degree of haste. From KUT in Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
2018 is expected to be a crazy year for stock buybacks, totaling more than $500 billion.
It's an unprecedented number of buybacks.
That's Winston Chua at TrimTabs, a company that monitors stock buybacks. At the end of last year, the biggest companies in the U.S. were sitting on the largest cash pile in history, and they had to do something with it. Jared Bernstein is a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
And in fact, they've been doing share buybacks for a long time, but with the windfall of the tax cut, that process has hugely accelerated.
PepsiCo, Wells Fargo, Visa, and Google's parent company Alphabet have all announced stock repurchases this year. Even Warren Buffett, who has been against buybacks for decades, says he's thinking about it this time around. Chua at TrimTab says the reason companies do it is, well, pretty simple.
When there's fewer shares in the market and the same amount of earnings, that means each remaining share is worth more.
Which means that company shareholders immediately make money, and they won't have to pay taxes on that stock until they sell it. And those executives, who also have a bunch of stock options, see the bonuses too. Bernstein at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says shareholders in companies that haven't bought back stock are left scratching their heads.
As an investor, you definitely have an expectation that some of this tax cut-induced profitability should be shared with you.
Proponents of the buybacks say it's a smart thing to do with the idle cash, in part because buybacks do tend to increase share prices. But others argue they only benefit wealthy shareholders and company executives. In fact, Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin introduced a bill in March that would limit the ability of corporations to repurchase their own shares. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.